So it's time for us to move on to the ancient Greeks. Now, this is one of my favorite cultures from the ancient world because it has such a rich history. But we have to be careful. Before launching into the story of the early Greek world, it's important to consider how historians have gathered all of this information in the first place. Modern scholars are obsessed with analyzing primary sources, and with good reason, especially when studying Greek history. It's kind of like trying to put together a puzzle where most of the pieces are missing. Well, here, let me explain. The most common sources for Greek history fall within two categories: literary works, which include fiction and nonfiction, and archaeological finds. So let's start with the literary side of things. Can anyone tell me one of the most famous books from the ancient world? Well, I should say it's more of an epic. Yes, Martha.
Of course, there are Homer's Iliad and Odyssey. I remember reading them in high school.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not alone on that one. Homer's epics are considered essential reading for most students. Now, from a historian's perspective, however, they are quite a headache to interpret. You see, the stories of the Iliad and the Odyssey were originally oral tales, told through word of mouth rather than written on paper. The events they described occurred well before they were finally written down by Homer in the 6th century BC. These works most likely do not reflect the society of any particular Greek city-state at any one period, but rather a mixture of places and times. Their value for historians, as a result, rests more on their impact on later Greek culture rather than on providing information about the time that is actually written about.
Professor, what about Herodotus? I know many consider him the father of history, but are his works more fiction or nonfiction?
Good question, and it's still the subject of much debate. Herodotus mostly described the history of Athens, and from the way he writes, it's clear that he is Athenian and very much concerned with making his culture appear dominant, so it's hard to rely completely on his book Histories, which describes the Persian War. Now, besides Homer and Herodotus, we also have the famous philosophies of Plato and Aristotle. Now, even though all of these texts come from different fields, particularly literature, history, and philosophy, we must still be cautious. Besides believing in the superiority of their own culture, the authors of these sources were men and provide very little evidence of the lives and perspectives of women in the Greek world, except as seen through the eyes of men. Secondly, most of the authors were wealthy individuals, thus, their perspective does not reflect that of most citizens and slaves.
So, Professor, how can we really trust anything we study about ancient Greece?
Well, remember, besides literary sources, there is also, thankfully, archaeological evidence that we can examine and fill in the gaps, so to speak, from the literature. Archaeological sources provide us with key information about different aspects of everyday life in different city-states. For example, in one famous Greek city, archaeologists found that each citizen was given an equal piece of land. Imagine every single person in a city having an equal amount of space. This one simple find shows that the Greeks were interested in city planning and in equality of citizens. Now, papyri, which is kind of like old paper, include private documents like agreements between families before marriages, divorce documents, loans, and village police reports. Cattle theft appears to have been a serious problem in some regions. So my point is that by combining the literary and archaeological sources, historians can complete much more of the puzzle than would have been possible with just the literature. Still, significant gaps in our knowledge about ancient Greece remains, but that's one of the joys of studying ancient history. We get to play the part of a detective, attempting to reconstruct the history of events based on just a few available clues. Now, let's start our detective work and take a deeper look at the sources around the Trojan War. So, the Trojan War